This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city on a Tuesday. Askies, honestly, I have to start by saying Askies, right? But the stories about what happened over this past weekend, we have to talk about them. Especially when another victim, hashtag my partner, got married ka weekend.
Yo, Nastu Rizaga,
yeah.
My person, who is not my person anymore.
Hi, man.
Yeah, now ungu send a message, Bilan. I don't know. I give a clue. Udwe tabate ko strating. Nikiru ko blelena. Personally, I'm getting married. Yo, hagi sa idivala. Yo. Bilaga yababutuku. Ene asuguri inela butuku kuri. Ngabe ili na no. Eba butuku because I never thought.
What do you mean?
But then, retiring, life has to go on.
What do you mean you never thought? Oh. You know, we laugh and make jokes about people going home, especially during the long weekend day to get married. But it's a reality now. Yeah? Your partner woke up next to you Thursday morning. Everything was normal. Kanti, my person. And then you get friends, colleagues sending you pictures. But how? What's going on? Hmm? My question is this how you found out? Or like Miss Ngozi, he was brave enough to tell you at least. Or she was brave enough to tell you. We know of two girls. Oh, those girls got married this past weekend. My person got married this weekend. Ka weekend. Send me that voice note, 0636880959. Remain anonymous if you wish. The shock, the trauma. My goodness. We're talking about my partner got married this past weekend. It's a pandemic.
This thing of your partner going home for the long weekend and then getting married, this thing is prevalent. It happens every now and then. Doesn't even happen on long weekends. About 6 years ago, my sister's ex-partner woke up right next to her on the Saturday morning.
Yeah.
He's going not even far, same kasi, just to go see his mother. Kanti uyoshaya step kabo girl, same kasi. Kwalilize lokho bamnandi. 2 weeks down the line, but my mazala is asking us now, why didn't the baby come to the wedding? Who's wedding? Her father's wedding. Like, clearly this thing has been happening. It's the way we live the life now.
Hi, Daphne. Urina, you're killing me.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on why your person got married ka weekend. 1, this is how your relationship started. You were a substitute. From the minute you started dating, your partner knew you and said, we're not positioning out your side piece. And obviously, there's a main. So therefore, you're like, Hanti, what happened? Well, go back to the beginning. How did this relationship start? Because that will tell you a lot. 2, because there's nothing as worse as Mutu, your partner, saying things you want to hear, like one day, and all you did was giggle, and you know, without making him account or her account for. In fact, if it's him making him account for his words. Bonano, you are the city girlfriend. Yeah, na hinyala someone back home. 2, why your person got married ka weekend? You met the relatives, not the family. And yes, he was or she was afraid, to be honest with you. You know, sometimes a person loves 2 people at once, but there'll always be that one who will be a priority. Even though they got married ka weekend, he still wants to explain or she still wants to explain to you so that you can be the second commander in chief. Now, my partner got married ka weekend. And no one only was single team.
Maroi body traffic. Ya enwani ka weekend. Halaibona.
Aki bonen.
Yo.
No no mara as enwani fell. M4 Rustenburg. M3 Durban. Bare Limpopo KZN. The culprits.
The KZN con. Why are you worried?
I get by a guma.
Oh yeah, so bonuma.
So
my ex got married. I really don't
and you
care.
Guys are friends with these people. What do they say to you? Makhathe bekhuluma bathi abangani bakho bayashada bayajola ngapha kuthiwani kwenziwa bathini kuwe
oqala Uncle T I'm not friends with people abajolayo abashadayo at the same time no But I did see what was happening. I saw the trends on Twitter. Some of you need pilaka buhlungu guys. No.
No, Facebook was the worst.
Like, you mean they don't know. They're not aware. No invite, nothing.
Nothing, zero. They only land like everybody else on Facebook. I know this man. I know this woman.
You see, when that's happening, no, I'm dead.
I feel like
if I'm like, I know this person in a suit and tie.
I feel like I'm just here for the comments. I'm going to sit this one out. This topic for today, Uncle T.
No,
may I
see,
sit it out, please?
But you see, I want to go to the feeling. At face value, it's a funny topic.
Yeah, because you're not so into it, ne? You're not.
But the minute you start hearing the stories from the people, the culprits, the victims.
What's the story from the culprits?
No, but what were you expecting? What were you expecting?
Cheers.
I'm sure these people do know that the person I'm with has a person that they one day want to settle with. So it shouldn't be a shock. Hmm. It should be a shock that you're not invited. But why would you be invited anyways? I'm just saying. My ex got married this past weekend as well. I didn't know and we talk. I don't know why he didn't tell me. Do you guys think he wants me back?
Oh,
I'm just asking.
Hey, stop asking those questions. Ask for a reason.
I was expecting an invite.
Huh?
Yeah.
So you're upset that you're not invited?
Not really. We talk. So I was expecting an invite. Why didn't he tell me he's getting married? I just want to know.
So when I worried that my ex got married and I was not invited?
No, not like, Uncle T, not like that.
Oh.
I get mad. It's just like, why isn't he not communicating that information? I know all the other stuff.
Oh.
And you're right. Your second question could be right. The fact that does he came or site? Oh, no, you emergency class. You know that emergency class?
Break in case of emergency.
No, I'm not. I am not.
Not to him.
I should have just set this one out.
It's the bestie in the city.
My person got married this weekend.
Hey, the topic of today, what you are talking about, it happened to a friend of mine over the weekend. The father of his 6 kids got married over the weekend. I was comforting a friend yesterday morning. Oh, it was so hectic. Was in shock. Oh, Uncle T, sometimes we take these Facebook posts as jokes and we laugh about it. But at the end of the day, they do happen, Uncle T. Oh, his partner got married the past weekend and it's a pandemic. He saw it over the WhatsApp status. He saw it on the WhatsApp status, Uncle T. Oh, yeah, yesterday it was a sad day for my friend.
Thank you. Hold on. Oh, you're on the wrong line. Hello, thank you.
Yeah, topic. Hello.
Bonjour, Mazwan.
Hey. Yo, it's been a while. Your topic is hot. It's hot. It's happening.
Tlengwe Zwane is a clinical psychologist. Thank you so much. I know we pulled you out of a session and thank you for giving us time.
It's a pleasure.
How do you even begin to describe this?
You know, I say it's hot, but it's sad as well. It's shocking.
Shocking, Tlengwe. No, muntu didn't know?
Yes.
No, wait.
No.
Didn't know?
No. You know when you speak about red flags,
okay,
you want to believe that it's not true. You hear your friend saying it and you think, not my man, not my person. Mutwaga, no, they can't. So when it happens, the person is hit with shock, disbelief. It can't be, because now here it is on Facebook. So the emotions are so overwhelming for the person, because they're not thinking that the person, Mutwaga, wrong. How can my person do this?
It's like a burst water pipe. It's unexpected. So, boom, there it is.
Even on top of it, who do you tell? Because at that time, the friends that were warning the red flags you saw. So there is the internal part you're feeling. There's also the external. There's the shame. There's the people who knew but who didn't tell you. There's so much going on in the head at the time. But I always realize something. There is the hurt, but it's also explained whether the person is going to feel sadness or they're going to feel anger or they're going to feel a combination of emotions. That's where we get panic attacks.
Sure. So how... Is there a way of recouping from this? Can this person heal and believe in love again?
They can, but it's really, I mean, my heart goes out for the people that go through this because it is a very deep type of deception. So you really wonder, did I also deceive myself? Did I want it so badly that I actually believed a lie? But there's also the part where you are manipulated because there is somebody here, we must not forget the common denominator here.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person who got married and who is the person who deceived somebody? And I feel like if we can separate the two and you understand that it's not your fault, it's not. It takes two to tango. So it's really not you. Maybe some person was such a great player. They did a great job.
Yes.
But it is not always on your self-esteem. So to answer your question, yes, you heal, you get support, you get to look inside and see how did we get here? And then we untangle this whole mess.
How do friends, colleagues play a role in helping to heal this person?
I think you need to know whether you have good friends or not. I think because some friends are going to laugh. Some friends are going to... They are going to shame you. Some friends are going to say, we told you. But that's not the time to say to somebody hurting, we told you. Because we are dealing with suicide in this day and age. We are dealing with people who are going to think that there's something wrong. Why were they not chosen? They feel rejected. So I think mainly, listen, hear their story first before you judge them. Because it's not always that the person knew and they were allowing themselves to be played. And it's also not always that this person wanted this person to go and marry someone else. There are people that are cheating and openly doing it. And there are people that are being deceived and manipulated. So can friends and colleagues and all of us that are hearing the story first hear the person's story and get them from where they are and try and support them?
I'm talking to Hlengiwe Zwane, a clinical psychologist, trying to make sense of the aftermath of my person got married ka weekend. Patong.
Ka weekend. But why? Why all time to wait for the weekend? Do you know how hard a long weekend is for somebody that is being deceived? Because here is the issue. You find that you are trying to call Mutuahaho. Let me just put it like that, because that's what people will say. It's my person. And the person had a phone. You are calling.
But hey, what's going on in the background?
That's making music. That's your red flag. Because if this person always saying give music all the time, and you're hearing what music? Because really something is going on. But here's the thing that I got to realize. A lot of them, you will see that when a person has been doing something, look out for the red flag. Is your man always having your phone upside down? I'm not saying people don't. People may mistakenly place their phone upside down. Do you never see the phone? Do you actually always wonder where they disappear to? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're not there. They reappear Monday. There are signs, but your mind will tell you that it's not it.
I even see those. But, here I want us to deal with the emotive side. One last question. When you are with someone and they tell you that, there's still another person and, aguko grand lapayan. So you become immediately number two. Number two wants to become number one. So there's hope at play. So that hope, I think, is the one that leads to this trauma, this disappointment, this shock. So talk to me about him managing this hope. How can we manage hope?
You know, with that one, I think the difficulty is when a person has played the cards and said there is someone, but I want you, and then I'm caught up because I have a child, or I'm caught up because
Mama Ari,
yeah, kiena uraipi, and not wana wena. So the hope starts to build. But you also need to work with what do you want? Because if you are going to be gambling hope, you understand that it may go to mama. If mama are, I might end up having a person who's going to say, I'm doing it for mama. Then you're going to be the side chick after marriage. Because you are keeping on thinking, well, let me push for 3 years until this happens.
Until you are number one.
But we go by number one wrong because you're already not number one right now.
Sure.
So the issue is not a matter of you don't believe this guy. It's a kind of manipulation. Because so what are the rules of engagement in your relationship? Because you cannot stay number two and know you're number two and you are waiting for something that you wait endlessly.
Unless you don't mind being number two.
Unless you don't mind, then it's open relationship.
I get a babang, they don't mind.
The polygamy.
Yes.
Name your relationship. If you don't mind. Now, I don't mind a person who says, I don't mind, I know Kuruki number two.
Mm-hmm.
But name your relationship. Then don't act surprised. Because number two, I get your marriage is coming.
And manage your expectations, man.
Expectations. Because even in that, here's the thing, I hope. Hope is a good thing. But when the loss comes, you need to understand that it may happen, that it may not come to your side. So now I would think, with a situation like that, sit down, what are we actually working towards? And how are we going to ensure that this thing happens? Because if we are going to Pretoria, but we are facing Mall of Africa, we are not going to the same direction. You're going to the wrong direction already. So our goal is the same. Is my goal the same as the goal that I want to achieve? Because if I don't want to achieve that, I must understand that I might get hurt. I would say that that person needs to go and learn who they are and what they want out of life. They need to be in a supportive space like therapy where they can deal with it. Because sometimes it's because you grew up in a setup where it was okay to allow others to be happy more than you. But you and you want to be happy.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much.
Clinical psychologist Lingua
Zwane. Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Indeed. Vusi,
hi.
I'm fit.
You know what happened? A few years back, my brother kupanye moto ko Facebook. Babulela wa munati wa planner wa itla. First thing first, I flew out to taxi, but I go stand feet. Working, telling for extra the ring.
Yeah.
Extra the ring. Now I wash up. Can't you move to last weekend? And Daniel, I go high. Can you imagine? You like a ring. Weekend they fit them. Daniel, then you like the ring. Zaba fit like one crown. We're not always ring. That then read the ring. I sharp. How about the ring? We go back over. Then my brother go anarna. I sharp. I read. High. I feel like high. That those rings feel like
Hi.
Can you imagine?
How did your brother find out?
Finally out, come alone. About some alone, but no man. Most one of us now. Would try to call, but no, Motonsania, and Munya needs to go high and the central do a miracle. So, can we can do central do a miracle high? Runis, and then I'm taking to Kazoos.
Which province is this?
Limpopo.
Hi, man.
Can you imagine?
No, the tabajela jam mama wolo di tloka di thapelo.
Straight. Motho nye tsi ara no ka rata re tse di drink tse ke o botsa ba ho. La fika go tsa re ring fa monna hae. Re la ridi la de bro ara no motlo le na le so. Khani khani ara no motlo le. Ah no mo tsika sa le sharp.
How is he? Has he recovered?
No. A sa recover. December e re tswang go yena o mmone re ko maluma re ashwile mmanwa.
You must take him for counseling, eh? Do it for him. If it means you must go with him, go with him. He needs to talk with a professional because he needs to get on with his life, but there's only one way to do that. He needs to see the head doctor.
No,
I try a Bruaka, please, eh?
Thank you.
And if you're struggling, we can give you a couple of names and numbers that you can call and see which one will work for you, okay?
No, I really appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I've put you online. Tato will speak to you and then maybe try and connect it to some of our clinical psychologists.
I'm anonymous, okay. Now I'm planning it. But it's for next year. Even now, I'm searching for Jinto Takatalinga. The one who thinks gain a mean, unfortunately, is side. My mean. We are preparing for a wedding for next year, come March.
Hold on. No. I need to hear that again. Let's have a best pipe. Yes, Rich. Come on, Klum. Ule broke. You can't afford a plumber. Kie.
I'm anonymous party. Now I'm planning it. But it's for next year. Even now, I'm searching for Jinto Takatalinga. The one who thinks gain a mean, unfortunately, is side. My mean, we are preparing for a wedding for next year, come March.
I'm too young for this.
What's got to say, Fred? I just realized
I'm
sure about 7 to 8 years.
Aya.
And idea ga gona mo gauteng a kere ga gauteng mo Middle Zone 9.
Chiman. Eish, Fred, thank you.
Thank you Munarisho.
Jo, Padlina can be shook. I asked.
Hey me bra, it's something else bra. Now I remember I had to lie kere no kunomsebenzi edladleni in Newcastle and all that on that Friday. Sathari Sunday was getting married. Then she bought the story only to find out hore chomi ya miliaka ke bra ya hai on Facebook. So she saw the pics immediately ka Saturday, first day on Saturday. She saw the pics. Then she called me same time ke tsa ke lukura phone ke re a nyi phendule le spile. I said she so much. You understand? Monday, I feel like spending mutuala, no way to run, way to run. Bra. Then from more, we have no way to run. It's very. But there's no other way of telling them, bra. You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking. So, nje, machita lo si dulan zapa tati was. That's the fact.
Yo, the best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.